I would like you to relax now and just sense in your heart the love of a Father Mother God who loves you and who called you by name. And in a moment, I shall light a special candle for unity and peace amongst all faiths, and that they come together in brotherly, sisterly love. So we light this light in the name of our Father, Mother, God Supreme, who creates life, in the name of the cosmic Christ, who loves life, in the name of the Spirit, who is the fire of life, in the name of Gaia, our Earth Mother, and our Heavenly Mother Mary, who nurtures the divine in all life, in the name of all faith traditions and none, for they are the children of the one true loving God, our brothers and sisters. And in the name of spiritual diversity, on behalf of all my brothers and sisters in the Teo community of St. Francis, I welcome you to this table of love on this special night of the supermoon. So let us just sense the peace, the love, and the fire of God coming down through our crown chakra into our heart. Let us just focus on that portal of light being opened and receiving the light of selfless love flowing through each and every part of us. The earth is a country, and its peoples are neighbors, guided by spirit to love one another. So let us just focus now for a moment on this special occasion where we celebrate tonight, the eve of the Feast of St. Clair, the childhood sweetheart of Francis of Assisi. Be still. Be still. And allow me read to you a little about this amazing woman called Clare of Assisi. Saint Clare of Assisi, sometimes called Clare, was born on the 16th of July, 1194, and died on the 11th of August, 1253. She was born Chiara of Freduccio. She is an Italian saint and one of the first followers of Francis of Assisi. She founded the Order of Poor Ladies, a monastic religious order for women in the Franciscan tradition, and wrote their rule of life, the first monastic rule known to have been written by a woman. Following her death, the order she founded was renamed in her honor as the Order of St. Clare, commonly referred to as the Poor Ladies. Clare was born in Assisi, the eldest daughter of Favorino Scifi, Count of Sasso Rosso, and his wife Ortolana was a very devout woman who had undertaken pilgrimages to Rome, Santiago de Compostela, and the Holy Land. Later on in her life, Ortolana entered Clare's monastery together with Agnes and Beatrice, Clare's sisters. As a child, Claire was devoted to prayer, and when she turned 12, her parents wanted her to marry a young and wealthy man, but she preferred to wait until she was 18. However, at the age of 18, she heard Francis' preachings, which would subsequently change her life. Francis told her that she was chosen by God. Soon after, on Palm Sunday, when the people went to collect palm branches, she stayed home. And that night, she ran away to follow Francis. Francis cut her hair and dressed her in a black tunic and a thick black veil. Claire was placed in the convent of the Benedictine nuns near Bastia, from where her father made several unsuccessful attempts to abduct her, still wanting her to get married. Claire, joined by her sisters Agnes, soon moved in a place close to the church of San Damiano, which Francis had rebuilt. Other women joined them, and San Damiano became known for its radical, austere lifestyle. The women were at first known as the Poor Ladies. San Damiano became the center of Claire's new religious order, which was known in her lifetime as the Order of San Damiano. San Damiano was long thought to be the first house of this order. However, recent scholarship strongly suggests that San Damiano actually joined an existing network of women's religious houses organized by Ugolino, who later became Pope Gregory the Ninth. Ugolino wanted San Damiano as part of the order he founded because of the prestige of Claire's monastery. San Damiano emerged as the most important house in the order, and Claire became its undisputed leader. By 1263, just 10 years after Claire's death, the order had become known as the Order of St. Clare. Unlike all the Franciscan friars whose members moved around the country to preach, St. Clare's sisters lived in enclosure, since an itinerant life was hardly conceivable at the time for women. Their first consisted of manual labor and prayer. For a short period of time, the order was directed by Francis himself. Then in 1216, Claire accepted the role of abbess of San Damiano. As abbess, Claire had more authority to lead the order than when she was the prioress, who had to follow the orders of a priest heading the community. Claire defended her order. Claire defended her order from the attempts of prelates to impose a rule on them that more closely resembled that of the rule of Saint Benedict than Francis' stricter vows. Claire sought to imitate Francis' virtues and way of life, so much so that she was sometimes titled Alter Franciscus, another Francis. She also played a significant role in encouraging and aiding Francis, whom she saw as a spiritual father figure. And she took care of him during his illness at the end of his life, until his death in 1226. After Francis's death, Claire continued to promote the growth of her order, writing letters to abbesses in other parts of Europe and thwarting every attempt by each successive pope to impose a rule on her order which watered down the radical commitment to corporate poverty she had originally embraced. She did this despite the fact that she endured a long period of poor health until her death. Claire's Franciscan theology of joyous poverty in imitation of Christ is evident in the rule she wrote for her community and in her four letters to Agnes of Prague. On August 9, 1253, the papal bull Solet Annuer of Pope Innocent the 11th, sorry, Pope Innocent the 6th, confirmed that Claire's rule would serve as the governing rule for Claire's order of poor ladies. 2 days later, on August the 11th, Claire died at the age of 59. Her remains were interred at the chapel of San Giorgio, while a church to hold her remains was being constructed. On August 15, 1255, Pope Alexander IV canonized Claire as Saint Claire of Assisi. Construction of the Basilica of Saint Claire was completed in 1260, and on October the 3rd of that year, Claire's remains were transferred to the newly completed Basilica of the Order of Poor Ladies. But her body was interred beneath the high altar in further recognition of the Saint. Pope Urban IV officially changed the name of the Order of Poor Ladies to the Order of St. Clare in 1263. Some 600 years later, in 1872, St. Clare's remains were transferred to a newly constructed shrine in the crypt of the Basilica of St. Clare, where they can still be seen today. And I was privileged to visit her shrine, to see her exposed in a glass sarcophagus under the high altar. And all I remember was crying many tears of joy at seeing this beautiful woman, resplendent in holiness. And it was an awesome feeling. And that was April 2008, the day I'd seen Francis in his sarcophagus, in his basilica in Assisi. Pope Pius XII designated her as the patron saint of television in 1958, on the basis that when she was too ill to attend Mass, she had reportedly been able to see and hear it on the wall of her room. The American Catholic television channel Eternal Word Television Network, or EWTN for short, was founded by a poor Claire nun, Mother Angelica. In art, Claire is often shown carrying a monstrance or a pyx that holds the Blessed Sacrament. In commemoration of the time when she warded away the soldiers of Frederick II at the gates of her convent by displaying the Blessed Sacrament and kneeling in prayer. Lake St. Clair and the St. Clair River in the Great Lakes region of North America was named in 1679 on her feast day, August the 11th. Mission Santa Clara was founded by Spanish missionaries in Northern California in 1777, has given its name to the university's city, county, and valley in which it sits. Southern California is known as Santa Clara River, is hundreds of miles to the south and gave its name to the nearby city of Santa Clarita. Santa Clara Pueblo, New Mexico, celebrates its Santa Clara Feast Day annually on August the 12th, as the feast was celebrated before the 1969 calendar change. Claire was canonized 2 years after her death, and her feast day was immediately inserted in the general Roman calendar for celebration on August 12th. The day following her death, as August the 11th, was already assigned to Saints Tiburtius and Susanna, 2/3 century Roman martyrs. The celebration was ranked as a double, as in the Tridentine calendar, or in the terminology adopted in 1960. A third-class feast, as in the general Roman calendar of 1960. The 1969 calendar revision removed the feast of Tiburtius and Susanna from the calendar, finally allowing the memorial of St. Clare to be celebrated on August the 11th, the day of her death. Her body is no longer claimed to be incorrupt, and her skeleton is displayed in Assisi. So let us now use this time to connect with this amazing spiritual warrior who gave everything to God, who renounced marriage because her first love was the Christ. Let us just embrace the essence of this beautiful woman who is also patroness of the Teo community of St. Francis. And we join with our brother and sister Franciscans around the world to thank God for this amazing woman. And our abbey will be dedicated Fran Clara, Francis and Claire, Abbey of Peace and Compassion. And the land has been made available, and we're now trusting in the funds that she will bring for us to establish the first interfaith Franciscan abbey where men and women of different faiths can come and live the monastic life, surrendering their lives to the divine, the supreme, the Father, Mother, Creator God, for peace and for unity. So let us relax now. Let us sit in the presence of God. And let us call on St. Clare or Santa Clara. Let us invite her with Francis and all the ascended masters and spiritual teachers, Rumi, Osho, Sri Chinmoy, Babaji, Mia Baba, Gandhi, Vishnu, Ganesh, Krishna. And as we sit at this table of love, we can see Claire next to Francis, and they are smiling because they are pleased with those of us who have heard the call of God to surrender our hearts to the Supreme for peace and for unity within all faiths, for we are all the children of the same God, our brothers and sisters. Let us just sit in her presence, thanking her for looking out for us today and interceding for us. Maria, Maria. At this table, there is great joy because the servant of God who heard the call of God and who gave her life in service to the whole world. We are so privileged to celebrate the feast of a great daughter of the church, Saint Clare. Let us now invite St. Clare to speak to our hearts, to guide us to the Supreme, the Father, Mother, God. She is a friend of God. She is our friend. And she knew hard times as we do. She struggled with bad health, but she never let her sisters go hungry. When times were really bad and they had very little food, she would always do without to ensure that her sisters had enough bread to eat. I pray that we too can become detached from the world and attached to the heart of God. That we will try and see the Father, Mother, God in the beating heart and in the eyes of the marginalized, the world's poor, the new poor, and that we will be servants of joy, that we will bring joy, the joy of God, into the lives of those we know and love, and especially into the lives of those who do not love us. As Jesus said, greater love than this has no man, than he lay down his life for his friends. Let us celebrate that love by honoring the divine within ourselves, by reawakening to the inner voice of God, speaking to our heart right now. Saint Clare, we dedicate the Abbey of Peace and Compassion in your name, in your honor, and in the name and honor of Francis. And we shall call it the Franclara Abbey of Peace and Compassion. And we shall do what Christ and Francis has asked of us back in 2006 and again in 2008. And we will nurture that vision of yours through prayer, through fasting, and through denying ourselves the pleasures of this earth. For we surrender our hearts to you, because you are a loving God. We thank you for the men and women whom you call by name down through the centuries, who are ambassadors of peace, ambassadors of your love. Touch us now, O Father, Mother, God. Touch us with your love and lay your healing hand on our heart and allow us to emulate the wonderful virtues of St. Clare in our daily life. We thank you, Father, Mother, God, for St. Clare and her sisters who still carry on today, breaking their sleep at 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. And they dedicate that time for the needs of the whole world. Father, Mother, God, we thank you. St. Clare, happy feast day in spirit. Bring us to the throne of God and thank you for blessing the Abbey of Peace and Compassion, God's vision for his children, God's vision for peace and unity. Amen. Salam alaikum, and may the peace of your God reawaken your heart to the divine within. God bless you all.